Benjamin Limmer just finished his first week as the new CEO of HART, Hillsborough County's public bus agency. He's on a listening tour to hear what the public has to say about the area's mass transit woes. He tells WUSF's Steve Newborn, years of cutbacks are about to be a memory, courtesy of a recently passed sales tax referendum that will hopefully pour money into the system.
Certainly the plans in the near term will involve not only restoring some of the bus services that were recently reduced, bringing those back as quickly as possible, but really in addition to that, significantly expanding the bus frequencies, the number of service hours, especially on nights and weekends, because you know not everybody works 9 to 5. Also looking to expand the reach of HART to cover all areas of the county. Some of the longer term plans is to consider bus rapid transit or light rail or commuter rail.
For the past 20 years or so, light rail has been looked as kind of like a silver bullet to create some kind of viable mass transit connecting the counties in Tampa Bay. Do you think that light rail is still in play in the future for the Tampa Bay area, or will technology maybe come up with some other solutions?
One of the things we're going to be working hard on is, and especially myself during my first several weeks here, is to engage the community, to listen. I want to learn about their transportation challenges that they face each and every day. It could very well be relying heavily on local bus service. It could include expansion of the downtown streetcar. It could include bus rapid transit, some locations, as well as other rail technologies, whether it's light rail or commuter rail. The one thing I would also say is I'm mode agnostic, and what I mean by that is
I've never heard that phrase
just
before.
It's vitally important that you treat them all equally. I mean, Tampa Bay has tremendous transportation challenges. I think I read recently it has the 11th worst congestion in the country. Clearly, we're going to need a lot of tools to solve all of those issues. So it's really providing a total transit system within Hillsborough County and then connecting to the surrounding counties.
Most metropolitan areas have basically one transportation agency. How vital do you think it is to connect politically to make this happen?
Oh, it's vitally important to connect and coordinate. Multiple transit agencies in a region is very normal. I think there's over 40 public transit providers in the San Francisco Bay Area, which also has one of the most successful transit systems on a ridership basis in the entire United States. So it can be done, but coordination and communication amongst the agencies needs to be very strong.
And you see that happening here?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, HART, PSTA, and the other transit providers in the Tampa Bay region already collaborate and coordinate on several items. So the foundation is there. It's very strong, and we're looking for further collaboration.
Do you feel optimistic that we've maybe finally turned the corner on this and something will happen on the ground soon?
Yeah, I couldn't be more optimistic. You know, I've had the unique opportunity to work in multiple regions throughout the United States. It's allowed me to gain a 360-degree view of the transit landscape. And I'm very optimistic about the future of public transit in Hillsborough County and beyond.
Benjamin Limmer is the new CEO of HART, the Hillsborough Area Regional Transit Authority. Thank you so much for your help.
You bet. Thanks for having me.